From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum closed Sunday in Lima, Peru. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke briefly on the sidelines of the summit. They are said to have spoken about Syria and Ukraine. In a news conference Sunday in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade, but seek to do trade right so that workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld. Mr. Obama argued it was time for the U.S. to reaffirm its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement.
I believe that TPP is a plus for America's economy, America's workers, American jobs. I think not moving forward would undermine our position across the region, our ability to shape the rules of global trade in a way that reflects our interests and our values.
President Obama. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon appears to be on his way to winning Sunday's Conservative Party presidential primary. He and former Prime Minister Alain Juppé will face each other in a runoff primary election November 27th. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy has already conceded defeat and says he will throw his support behind Fillon. Fillon has called for a ban on adoption by same-sex couples, a referendum on a quota system for immigrants, and a drastic reduction in the number of public servants. He approved raising France's retirement age to 65, extending the work week beyond 35 hours, and cutting taxes. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday she is seeking a fourth term in office. Ms. Merkel told reporters she had a meeting with high-ranking members of her Christian Democratic Union before officially sharing the decision. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mulawem says his government is totally opposed to a proposal by UN envoy Staffan de Mistura for an autonomous zone in the opposition-controlled east of Aleppo. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim met with UN envoy de Mistura as the government's offensive, combined with Russian airstrikes, continued Sunday against rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Rebel fighters shelled government-controlled districts of the city, with casualties reported on both sides. Mualim told journalists his government opposes the UN envoy's proposal for a self-governing zone in eastern Aleppo. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Monday with more potential cabinet members. He planned a meeting at his golf resort in New Jersey with two of his staunchest defenders, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Trump lashed out again Sunday at the cast and producers of the hit Broadway show Hamilton for making remarks to Vice President-elect Mike Pence from the stage. Trump said those involved in the action should apologize to Pence for what he called their terrible behavior. Pence himself said he was not offended. U.S. media reports say U.S. U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Barack Obama to fire the National Security Chief, Admiral Michael Rogers. The Washington Post was the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month. The reason for the push for Rogers' dismissal was not immediately clear. President-elect Donald Trump is considering Rogers for an intelligence spot in his administration and held an interview with him Thursday. Administration officials were reported to have been caught off guard by the meeting. A train derailment in northern India has killed at least 104 people and injured more than 100. Rescue workers and volunteers searched through the badly mangled coaches to locate survivors. The derailment happened early Sunday morning near Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh state. Haiti's presidential election took place Sunday after an annulled vote in October and Hurricane Matthew's serious damage in the Caribbean state last month. No official results in the Haitian election are expected for at least 8 days. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.